Town Square Interactive. This is Alec with Universe with 14. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hello, who is this?
This is Alec with Universe with 14.
Okay, you're a real person. This isn't an AI bot.
No, sir. It is not an AI bot.
Okay, just making sure. It sounded a little funny. You know how that is these days.
Yeah, we have to do a greeting at the beginning of every call, so I do apologize.
That's okay. It's okay. It just sounded a little body for a minute, so I was just making sure.
You're all good.
So
I'm a new client.
I'm pretty pissed off right now. Okay. I hate to bring it to you like that, but I'm a new client. You guys just started working on my site. Nobody was supposed to touch my site, like other than SEO, back end stuff. Nobody was asked to touch anything on the site, visual, anything like that. And so I was actually working with my website girl and my social media girl to make some changes to the website. And I went on my website today and I clicked on it and I was devastated by what I saw. And I thought they did it. So I called up them. I called up my girl, Al, yelling at her going, "What the fuck is going on? Why would you do this to my site?" And she was like, "Oh my God, I don't know. I was working with Jody. Hold on. Let me figure this out." And then she went in because when she logs in into the back end, it would be her own information. You can see in the log in the back who was in there and what they were working on. And
yeah.
If she did it or Jody did it, it would have their information in there. But I gave you guys my login information. So she just calls me back and she goes, "Dan, I went in and looked." She goes, these changes that were made were done under your login. She goes, "Did you do it or did they do it?" And I said, "Well, I certainly didn't do it." So anyway, that's why I'm calling you. Like, they put on a contact form. Like, I'm devastated. I'm like, why would anybody do this? They were not asked to do this. Like, they put on this generic-ass contact form. They laid it right over other shit on my site, so it looked like shit. And it's not, it's like, it doesn't even align with my process. It's telling people they can book a one-hour on-site consultation with me at their own leisure. I don't even do that. So, like, I don't even know where to begin, but I'm not happy.
Okay, I hear you, sir. I definitely understand the level of the importance of this. So let me get your name and your business name to start so that I can kind of do my own research, okay, too, to see, you know, who touched your site.
Okay. My name is Daniel Bennett. And the company name is D as in dog, B as in boy, excuse me, C as in cat, Solutions.
Okay, perfect. Now just give me 1 second to pull that up. I'll get to the bottom of who was working on this for you.
Sorry, dude.
You're all good. I promise.
There we go.
You don't need to worry about it. So DBC Solutions, is there like a hyphen in there or anything?
No, shouldn't be.
Yeah. It's like a letter, like case sensitive as well, so that could be the problem too. Okay, D.B.C Solutions, I got you here. All righty. I just pulled that file up. You said, obviously, relatively new client with us, but in regards to someone you've been working with, do you have anyone in particular that you spoke with most recently that you know of?
No. I don't know anybody's name. I've only been signed up for like 2 weeks.
No worries. I was just seeing what information you had. I'm looking through here now to see, like, check communication. And if anyone had reached out to you.
Okay. I mean, I did call earlier and talk to somebody, but it had nothing to do with this. At that time, I didn't know about this. But I don't...
Okay.
I just called this same number and got somebody from the customer support team. It wasn't anybody in particular.
Gotcha. No worries. Let me pull up... I'm seeing someone that had worked on your site quite a bit, but it looks like it's supposed to be SEO added. That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Super odd. Let me pull up the site. It's taking a second to load here. Can you give me specific to what was changed too, so that I know I can bring this up with my manager? What is it, like images that were changed, colors, font, like content? What was going on?
The only thing that I really know of, like there was a couple other things, but I was having other people work on it at the same time. My team that works on it regularly. The only thing that they're telling me that they didn't do that was there was this contact pop-up, like a big white square in the bottom right-hand corner of my screen.
Yep. So that'll take people to your business management platform with us. I can definitely remove that for you. Was that the only like physical, like the appearance aspect that was an issue? Because if so, I can definitely delete that.
I think that's it, to be honest with you. Yes. I was just like,
okay,
that, like I said a minute ago, that doesn't align with my process. Like it doesn't connect to my calendar. So I tested it out when I first saw it, and I went in and told myself that I was going to have an appointment at 9 a.m. on Monday morning, which I'm not even available on Monday morning. So I'm like, and like I said, I don't give people free consultations. I don't go to people's houses without having a phone conversation with them first and usually get some kind of deposit. So
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely. That completely makes sense. I want to let you know that I'm putting this request into my design team right now because it looks like that widget was coded in. Since I don't have access to your website, since obviously it's not built out with us, I don't have a way to like edit that, but my design team will be able to get in there and then take the code off that implements that widget, and it'll be gone for you by... I can't guarantee that it'll be off tonight just because we close here relatively soon, 5:30.
Okay.
But tomorrow morning, that'll be the first thing they work on for you.
Okay.
All right, and I'll make
cool,
sure that I get it expedited for you. Sorry about that, Daniel. I apologize for the headache with the addition of the widget, but that'll be removed. And if there's anything else that we can do for you, definitely don't hesitate to reach out, all right?
Okay. Appreciate your help. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time in business. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.